North Carolina is one of the most restrictive states when it comes to marijuana, and it appears an effort in the General Assembly to make medical marijuana legal this year will once again fail. But while legislators are deadlocked, entrepreneurs have found a way to sell hemp-based products that not only look and smell like marijuana, but have the same psychoactive impact as well. In other words, it's now legal in North Carolina to get high on cannabis. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Stores selling CBD oils have been common for years, but over the last few months, many have added a new product, hemp-based flower. I was curious, what's going on? It was time to explore. So I'm here in South Park, right next to a Whole Foods. I'm going to a store called Blue Flowers, which is in between a nail salon and a T-Mobile store. And as you get close, the first thing you notice is the smell.
It's almost like the scent trail, you know, off a pie hanging out in a window, you know, those little scent lines waving around.
From the cartoons?
Oh, yeah.
That's Nick Davenport, who works at Blue Flowers. He's standing in front of several large mason jars of hemp flower with names for different strains like Bruce Banner and Karma 2020. There are gummies at the front of the store and pre-rolled joints by the register.
Now I've got things from sativa to hybrid to indica strains where those will still give you, you know, your uplifting, your relaxing, your kind of middleman effects. Sativas are always going to be more of that head-focused, kind of happy, euphoric, just good strain, good for the daytime.
He says his hybrids are a nice general euphoria.
Or an indica if they want a more sedating, relaxing experience, something more couch-locky. I always refer indica as like indica couch to my people because you should expect that kind of effect. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
This looks like a marijuana dispensary in California. It smells like it, sounds like it. And as we will discuss later, it gets you just as high as what you can buy out west. Are people stunned when they walk in?
100%. 100%. People coming in here, they're like, I had no idea it was even this like far along. I didn't even know I could get this kind of stuff. Oftentimes people will come in here and realize that they have a legal alternative to their flower, so they end up stop going to their people, which is pretty fun.
By people, he means dealer.
It's happened quite often. People come in here telling us some pretty liberal things, you know, about what's going on with them. And I'm like, all right, cool, man. I'm glad that we can get you something legal now.
I ask about Blue Flowers pre-rolls or joints.
That one on the right, that is the lemon drop strain. Has a nice kind of citrus hint to the flavor. Just a nice smooth smoke. And you'll just be in a good spot afterwards, that's for sure.
All right, let's do that. I'll take this. Let me give you my credit card, right?
All right. Comes out to 16 and 9 cents, and you can just tap or insert your card.
The lemon drop, it turns out, does put one in a nice spot, which is a euphemism for, well, high. And that's true for what's being sold in other stores, like Crown Town Cannabis or Green Life Remedies on Pineville Matthews Road. One woman, who asked not to give her name, says she spends about $200 a month on flower at Green Life. Compared to marijuana, she says,
honestly, I like this one better, more than stuff that's not legal. And compared to going to Denver, the quality of it is pretty much the same. So I still get the same effects as if I went into a state that it's legal in the other version.
So how is this okay in North Carolina, where even medical marijuana isn't legal? The door was first opened in 2018 when the federal government removed all hemp products from its list of controlled substances, so long as it has less than 0.3% Delta-9 THC, the psychoactive component of marijuana. Last summer, North Carolina lawmakers brought the state's hemp laws in line with the federal regulations and specifically allowed all hemp derivatives. After hemp laws were liberalized, growers began experimenting, extracting psychoactive products from legal hemp that are slightly different from Delta-9 THC. One is Delta-8, says Jessica Kruger with the University of Buffalo.
What they usually do is spray this on bud or flower, and that will get you high. But it's not THC, it's Delta-8 THC, which is a derivative. Now, it will cause you to be positive on a drug test, but it's technically skirting around the law.
Delta 8 has been around in Charlotte since the pandemic. A new arrival is THCA, which is sold in a number of stores like Blue Flowers. That hemp strain by itself does not have psychoactive effects, but when heated through vaping or baking or smoking, it converts to regular THC, proponents say. Phil Dixon with UNC School of Government, an expert on the state's hemp laws, says the federal legislation, quote, blew the doors open on hemp.
These are intoxicating hemp products that do cause impairment. They're often sold alongside CBD products, and at a hemp store that's advertising CBD, they're certainly carrying these products too. And my sense is that they're the most popular products these days.
Dixon says North Carolina's cannabis market is like the Wild West. Every CBD slash hemp store I visited asked for proof of age before selling. But as far as the law is concerned,
there's no age limit on this stuff. Prosecutors calling me all the time that are like, hey, I got a kid. We found him with a bag of Delta 8 gummies in middle school. You know, I want to charge him. And it's like, it's not a crime.
Further adding to the oddity of North Carolina, there are some states like New York where marijuana is legal, but where lawmakers have banned hemp derivative Delta 8, in part because of safety concerns as to what's in it. None of this is news to North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein.
Potent. They're potent. There are these vape shops. There's one two storefronts down from the high school where my kids went to high school in Raleigh, public school, that is selling vapes with CBD in it, that and Delta 8, that has essentially 70% of the THC of marijuana. There is not a law on the books in North Carolina that limits the age of a kid who can go buy one of these vapes.
At the General Assembly, House Speaker Tim Moore has said a medical marijuana bill is dead, again, because not enough members of his caucus support it. Meanwhile, Blue Flowers is marketing beyond the chalkboards outside their stores. It now has a billboard on Interstate 85. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.
Last week, there was a violent confrontation between two people and police at a bus stop in southwest Charlotte. Police said the two were smoking marijuana in public. The attorney for the woman said it was a legal cigarette that looks and smells just like the illegal drug. The dispute is one of the first public clashes between law enforcement and a new, flourishing market for cannabis products that look and smell like marijuana and have the same mind-altering effects. WFAE's Steve Harrison spoke to several city council members who say they don't know what the city should do moving forward.
Last week, Charlotte-Mecklenburg police approached two people at a bus stop at South Tryon and Arrowwood. They were allegedly smoking marijuana, which is illegal in North Carolina. The encounter between the police and Anthony Lee and Christina Pierre turned violent as police tried to arrest them. At one point, a police officer punched Pierre several times to the leg with a closed fist, and she was hit at least once in the face. CMPD says that was necessary to get her to stop resisting. The arrest has not only raised questions about excessive force, but also whether the initial encounter was justified, says Laura Newton, Pierre's attorney.
When the two officers walked up and asked what they were smoking, my client held up the THCA cigarette that she purchased from a local smoke shop in Charlotte. And it was almost as though the police were unwilling to believe her.
THCA is a new smokable cannabis product that's legal and being sold in stores across North Carolina. When THCA is burned, from smoking for instance, it converts to Delta 9 THC. That's the active ingredient in marijuana that has mind-altering effects. When smoked, THCA also gets you high.
Legal cannabis products and illegal marijuana are not distinguishable by sight or smell.
That's Phil Dixon with UNC School of Government. To determine which is which,
you have to have not only like some kind of lab, you have to have a specific lab that our state crime lab doesn't even do.
The federal farm bill in 2018 opened the door to hemp products, so long as they have less than 0.3% Delta-9 THC. Soon, growers began finding new ways to pull psychoactive extracts from hemp, with new products such as Delta-8, and in the last 12 to 18 months, THCA. Dixon says he and others want the courts to give police more guidance about what law enforcement can and can't do.
And alternatively, and sort of relatedly, it can't be probable cause to search or arrest somebody if that's all you have, because there's so many of these legal products that look and smell just like it.
At-large Councilmember Braxton Winston doesn't want police making arrests or writing citations for people possessing small amounts of marijuana in any case. He says THCA has emphasized that point.
It's very hard when you start have to criminalize based on molecular structures for municipal police forces to actually enforce that. So, I think we need to go a different way.
Interviews with council members show that some are only vaguely aware of how complex marijuana enforcement has become. Here's Councilmember Renee Johnson.
There's no way to tell. I mean, the CBD flower looks exactly like marijuana, or so I've heard, right? But the CBD flower, if you're familiar with it, I don't think there's any way to tell from the smell. But as a policy, we do have to definitely be able to have the discussion, because it helps our officers as well.
In the last decade, CMPD has taken a more hands-off approach to law enforcement, with an emphasis on violent crime. Overall arrests have fallen by half, and Mecklenburg District Attorney Spencer Merriweather has said his office won't prosecute small drug possession charges. But in recent weeks, Charlotte residents have been complaining about quality of life issues, like public drinking and urinating and defecating in public. Councilmember Ed Drigg says he supports CMPD having more engagement with the community, with officers trying to improve public behavior. He says that can deter more serious crimes, and notes that the man arrested at the bus stop was charged with having a concealed weapon without a permit. But he says legal cannabis is a wild card.
It does raise a real problem in the sense of a disconnect between the letter of the law and the practical reality. They can't attack every instance of this. It's arguably legal, and so on. So I think that's a fair question.
CMPD says that if its officers smell marijuana and see someone smoking it, they have probable cause to initiate an interaction. But the department declined to say what officers would do next, and on the possibility that the marijuana cigarette isn't technically marijuana, at least as defined by state and federal law. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.
The Mecklenburg District Attorney's Office says it will not prosecute two people who were arrested earlier this month at a Southwest Charlotte bus stop. CMPD approached them about allegedly smoking marijuana, which led to a violent confrontation that was caught on video. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
When CMPD attempted to arrest Christina Pierre, several officers held her down, while one officer punched her in the leg. She was also hit at least once in the face. She was charged with possessing marijuana and resisting arrest and assault on a government official. Anthony Lee was also charged with carrying a concealed gun in possession of marijuana. Pierre's attorney said she was not smoking marijuana, but rather a legal cannabis product called THCA that sold in stores throughout the city. It looks and smells just like the illegal drug. In dismissing the charges, prosecutor Sheena Gatehouse wrote that, after watching the police body camera footage, as well as the recorded videos from bystanders, the state, quote, does not have a reasonable likelihood of success at any potential trial on this matter. In response, CMPD Chief Johnny Jennings said in a statement that he's disappointed by the decision, specifically the decision to drop the gun charge and the assault on a government official charges. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.
This is All Things Considered on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanal. Charlotte police this morning released body camera footage from a violent arrest last month at a bus stop in Southwest Charlotte. Police say Anthony Lee and Christina Pierre were smoking marijuana, but the footage shows they said repeatedly they were smoking a legal substance that looks and smells just like it. Joining me to talk about what the new body camera footage shows is WFAE's Steve Harrison, who's been following this story. Steve, what have you seen?
Nick, the videos show Lee and Pierre sitting at a bus stop outside their work, a Bojangles on South Tryon in Arrowood. Officers approach and ask them what they're doing.
What's up, guys? I was hanging out.
I just got off of work.
Huh?
I just got off of work.
What did we do wrong?
Well, it smells like you're smoking weed.
Well, it's the stuff from the store. It's not in the store. It's TCA.
You smoking weed? You guys smoking weed?
It's coming from the store. It from the smoke
I can smell it coming from that. So.
You got it from the smoke shops.
Okay, well, go ahead. Do me a favor. Hang on my back.
So let's step back for a moment. In North Carolina, marijuana is illegal, and that's defined as a cannabis product with more than 0.3% Delta-9 THC. But in the last year or so, there's been a new legal cannabis product for sale across the state called THCA. It looks and smells just like marijuana, and when you smoke it, it converts to Delta-9 THC. That means it has mind-altering effects, but it's chemically different, and again, it's legal.
And in the video, that's what Anthony Lee is saying, right? He says he's smoking THCA and that he got it from a store.
Yes, and in the exchange with police, it doesn't seem like the officers have any idea what he's talking about, even though there are stores all over the city openly selling THCA products. There are even billboards on the interstate for the store selling it. And in that exchange, Lee says he's smoking THCA and that it came from the store. And the officer says, well, I can smell it coming from that. Which Lee and Pierre weren't arguing that point. They were just saying what they were smoking was legal. And then the officer moves to arrest them. And later on, Pierre is being questioned by a police officer in an interrogation room after being arrested.
We got it from the smoke shop. He's like, all right, I'm going to have to arrest you.
Real
for what?
North Carolina marijuana is not legal. CBD is legal, but not marijuana.
But why do they have it in the smoke shops and there's so many other people that be smoking? Y'all came after us for what?
The police officer says CBD is legal, but not marijuana. Can you walk us through what he's talking about?
CBD is a compound found in marijuana that doesn't cause a high. And yes, CBD is legal. Those CBD oils are sold to relieve pain, cure insomnia, and they've been sold in Charlotte for several years. But what's happened in the last 2 years or so is that growers have found new ways to exploit new state and federal regulations that allow for legal hemp products. And one of those is THCA, which has really grown in popularity. And like I said earlier, it's pretty much identical to regular marijuana.
Steve, as part of CMPD's release of body camera footage, they also released a lab report that they say shows what Pierre and Lee was smoking was marijuana.
The police did, yes. They said they tested the joint as well as a substance in a bag that the two were carrying. And the CMPD report said it contained THC and that it was marijuana. But I talked with Phil Dixon at UNC School of Government. He's an expert on the state's cannabis laws and the explosion of these new mind-altering products. He says that a legal THCA product will also show up as THC on a lab report.
It's not a matter of opinion. The presence of THC does not determine whether or not something's legal cannabis or illegal marijuana. And then at trial, if that's the only test there is, the analyst acknowledges on cross-examination, well, it's true, we did not test THC levels, so it's possible the product can be hemp. I can't be sure.
I reached out to CMPD and asked whether they were able to differentiate between legal THCA and illegal Delta-9 THC. I didn't get a response back.
And the Mecklenburg District Attorney's Office has already said that it will drop all charges against Pierre and Lee.
It has, yes. District Attorney Spencer Merriweather said more than a year ago that his office won't prosecute low-level drug possession cases.
Okay, so Steve, let's look at the arrest and the confrontation between the officers and Lee and Pierre and whether there was excessive force.
Yeah, remember earlier during that initial exchange between the officers and Pierre and Lee, they say it's THCA and then the officer moves to arrest them. Pierre starts yelling, "What are you doing?" repeatedly, and the officer pulls her away from the scene.
Stop!
turn around and you're gonna get tased. You hear me?
Why am I being tased?
Why are you
And at one point, the body camera worn by an officer falls and lands on the ground, and it keeps recording, and it shows Lee flailing her arms at an officer, and it appears she hits him at least once in the face or near his face. CMPD says it's not seen on the body camera footage, but that the officer hits her back once on her face. And that's seen from a cell phone video taken by someone from the parking lot of a nearby Bojangles.
And then other officers arrive to help subdue Lee and Pierre.
That's right. And at this point, Pierre is lying on the grass on her stomach. Her hands are under her body, and officers are trying to bring her hands to her back so they can handcuff her. Officer Vincent Pistone has been helping arrest Lee, and then he comes to help officers who were struggling with Pierre. CMPD says he hit her with 7 knee strikes to the leg and 10 fist strikes to the leg in an attempt to kind of hit a nerve and disable her.
Put your hands behind your back! Put your hands behind your back!
Back up!
Back up!
Back up!
Back up!
Back up! Wait over there!
Stop resisting!
Put your hand behind your back.
And those thumps you hear at the end of that recording, that's the sound of Pistone hitting her in the leg. CMPD Chief Johnny Jennings said today that the first 3 strikes were needed, but that the other 14 were not. Pistone has been suspended for 40 hours, and he'll be required to have additional training.
And what else did CMPD say about the arrests?
The police said that state law allows them to use force when making an arrest when the person being arrested is not complying. But the decision to make the arrest in the ensuing struggle did surprise one bystander.
Police officers weren't giving them a whole lot of information. Don't blame them. You know, if you're going to be arrested, tell me why. If I'm not, you know, this is wrong. Don't put me in handcuffs without telling me why. And they didn't tell them why.
And once the incident was over, the body camera footage records a group of officers talking about what happened. And some appear to question how the incident spiraled out of control. And then they say to one another that they are, quote, on. That's presumably a reference to their body cameras recording their conversations.
Which one?
I think
I'm still on.
Him in a vehicle didn't get along.
I love how this lady over here is complaining the most. Says,
I don't know why they had to do that. I mean, she was resisting. She was.
She was reaching into her waistband, but you know. Oh,
that was. They were like, that's rough. We're on, but.
We'll talk about it in a minute.
Yes, that was.
That's WFAE's Steve Harrison reporting. Steve, thanks very much.
Thanks, Nick.
The recent violent arrest of 2 people smoking what might have been a legal version of cannabis illustrates the confusion over North Carolina's marijuana laws. WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson, in his On My Mind commentary, says it's time for some clarity.
There's more than one thing worth talking about. In the case of 2 charlatans who were arrested and one of them punched, for smoking what may have been a legal version of weed. One of the things we're talking about is police violence. Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer Vincent Pistone hit a woman named Christina Pierre 17 times, 7 times with his knee and 10 times with his fists while trying to arrest her at a bus stop. A second officer punched her in the face. Pistone has now been suspended for 40 hours. Police Chief Johnny Jennings said the first 3 times Pistone hit Pierre were justified, but the other 14 were not. Videos from the arrests show how fast the whole thing escalated. Pierre and her companion, Anthony Lee, tell an officer they bought their joint at a smoke shop. Despite that, within seconds, they're being arrested. And not long after that, Pierre is being pummeled. The Mecklenburg County District Attorney dropped the charges against Pierre and Lee. And in a post-George Floyd world, when police should be looking to de-escalate things every chance they get, it feels like Pistone got off light. But there's another issue here, one that is the state of North Carolina's fault. The joint Pierre and her friend were smoking might very well have been legal. As WFAE's Steve Harrison has extensively reported, smoke shops all over the state are selling something called THCA, a hemp strain that has similar effects to regular weed. In fact, when it's burned, it converts to the regular THC, otherwise known as Delta-9. In North Carolina, THCA is a legal high. And it's so close to illegal marijuana that even crime labs have a hard time telling the difference, much less cops on the street. So the state has put both users and police officers in a bad spot. It's impossible for the cops to know whether what somebody is smoking is illegal. And it's impossible for users to prove that what they're smoking is legal. The state has to, pardon the expression and the pun, act or get off the pot. One way to go would be to outlaw THCA, as well as any other offshoots and derivatives that officials know about. That would bring some clarity to the street, but it would also criminalize a lot of behavior that seems awfully minor in the grand scheme of things. The district attorney's office has already said it's not going to prosecute minor drug offenses. The other route, as reggae legend Peter Tosh once said, is legalize it. 24 states and the District of Columbia have already legalized pot for recreational use. Those states can collect taxes from pot growers and sellers and regulate sales to make things safer for users. Pot has its dangers, just like all recreational drugs, up to and including alcohol. But millions of Americans smoke or vape or chew on a gummy now and then. It's not heroin or opioids. Legal and well-regulated weed has to make more sense than the baffling laws North Carolina has now. And among its many benefits, it will give our police officers better things to do.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs Mondays on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also listen to Tommy's podcast, Southbound, where he interviews notable Southerners. It's available at WFAE.org/Southbound, or you can listen and subscribe wherever you get podcasts.